from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Cubs just keep kicking us in the nuts. No matter what, you're there. Yeah, probably. And you watch and you wait, and then the game's over, and then they lost. And so it never comes. It doesn't break through the offense.
Oh, yeah.
They don't score.
That's a struggle for them.
It's how it always has been like this. It just, I don't know why it's so hard. Why is it so hard?
Because the collection of players that they have are, they don't have anyone who's special. That's why it's hard. Like, if we really like, if we want to make it the simplest form possible, they have a collection of solid players, but without someone in the middle of the lineup to bring up the solid players, it's just going to kind of look somewhere between 75 and 80 wins. Like, that's what this is going to look like, even with their incredible pitching. Like, if you're looking for the people that can be special, it's in the starting rotation for the Cubs, which is great. That's a great start. But you would think that they would be beyond that at this point.
And for the most part, the bullpen's been terrific.
Yeah.
Just score runs.
It should never feel like one run is insurmountable, but with the Cubs this year, and for a big portion of last year, that's what it's felt like.
They had to bunt. They had to sacrifice bunt. What are we doing? We know how much. I don't know if for Council that's a cry for help. But when you got Nito up there, and even, you know, there's a pause. Boog is like, oh, playing a little small ball.
And Nito
here
has shown a lot more pop than I expected in his bat.
But for them to do that, for Council to be like, well, I'm giving away an out, for him to give away an out?
Do you remember that game where, remember that crazy game where they bunted like three runs in an inning? I felt like that was the cry for help.
And you said it. And you're like, hey, all right, here you go. This is what we got to do to score. Let's knock it into play here.
I felt like that was Council saying, these are my options. This is what I got to do to try and win games. And it's not sustainable.
You're giving away an out with a major league catcher, a major league hitter, to move guys over, to put them in a position for someone else to drive them in?
Yeah.
What year is this?
Well, the year of our Lord, 1987, apparently.
I mean,
because that's the type of baseball that this team is capable of playing. But I think it, for me, and we talked a little bit about it with Council yesterday, because it's been so disappointing, like, you wonder if he's made the right moves out of the choices of wrong moves that he has. But I think that this is an organizational thing that they're going to have to look deep into their souls to try and figure out if they're on the right track. And because I think that and you heard Carter this morning, I think that they convince themselves that they are doing things the right way. And I'm not sure my hope for them and for Cubs fans is that the Cubs front office and ownership take a really long look at the approach to how they're building their team and what they're all about. There are great elements of it, that make sense. But there has to be more. When you start looking around at the teams that are going to contend, really contend, and I'm talking about for divisions, because that to me is a clearer indication of how well your team is built than the dice roll of what happens inside the playoffs. Those teams are led by players that rake. Those teams are led by powerful bats and good overall players, great overall players. The Cubs are not.
They're not going to have, based on current trajectories, they are unlikely to have a single four-win player. Think about that.
Who's their highest? Is it still Bush?
Bush is at 2.2 through 97 games.
Yeah, he won't get there.
Nico Horner's at 2.
Man, I thought Nico was a little higher than that and that he might still be able to get there. And then the positional stuff at shortstop with Dansby, but but
Nico's not going to do it
at all.
Nico's at a 98 WRC plus. He's below average as an offensive producer. And the other issue that the Cubs have right now, this is just when you're talking about approach and you're talking big picture here, you know what they are also? They're kind of old.
Yes.
It sneaks up on you when you look down here. But the way baseball time, and look, for all of us, the way time flies, especially those of us when everything starts to speed up as you get older, because every moment you've lived is less of a percentage of
all right, time on Earth. Nietzsche, that's enough of that. Let's go.
Seiya Suzuki, 29. Ian Happ, 29. Dansby Swanson, 30. Mike Tauchman, 33. Cody Bellinger, 28. And the guys about whom you're supposed to be excited, like, here's your chance, Pete Crow Armstrong at 22, and he's got a WRC plus of 49. Like, this is, they're aging. And whatever the core was, that's why this hurts so much.
How old is Dansby Swanson?
He's 30.
How long is his contract after this season?
Another 5. Mm-hmm. Right? Another 5. But sure, and Bush is an old rookie. He's an ancient rookie at 26.
Yep.
Horner's 27 in his prime. And the way we understand this now is...
in his prime, but I also think locked into an offensive profile that works if you have boppers on your team.
Sure. And Christopher Morel at 25 isn't clicking. But those are the guys. If you're looking at Morel,
Nico, Bush,
and Armstrong. Like, that's
Morel, Nico, Bush.
Man, it's really hard to keep doing what they're doing. It's like, all right, at some point this will catch fire. It just isn't. It just isn't. And to hear Carter just bereft of explanations, and I get it. Everything he says makes sense. He's not saying anything that's wrong. And if you can come on the airwaves and avoid saying things that are wrong, but to say, hey, we got to score more runs and prevent more runs. Yeah, that's baseball. But how? And how are you going to do this without having a four-win player?
I don't know. I want them to start really looking at, did we do this the right way? And is there a course correction that can be made? Or here's what it's felt like. And Layla warned about this in December, in January, in February. The reliance on whatever your proprietary numbers tell you about bounce back. And, oh, well, they can't be this bad for forever. Well, there might be circumstances that have allowed them to not bounce back to the back of their baseball card.
Mm-hmm.
And for the texter asking about the Brewers, I would say they are more organizationally healthy than what the Cubs are.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we'll see what happens now that they've lost their bopper.
They've lost their guy that is capable of carrying them. And it might be Dunzo time.
Yelich
for Christian Yelich.
Yelich, unfortunately, was at a 155 WRC plus. He was having a great year. He was having a throwback year.
Yes.
To his peak.
Yep.
And now they're talking about spinal surgery is a possibility.
Yeah, and it started for him like last year. Like you saw him kind of get back to it. He had those three down years in Milwaukee. Then last year he kind of bounced back. And then this year he was looking great, and now he needs back surgery. And whenever you hear any
maybe
needs back surgery, and whenever you hear someone might need back surgery,
that's bad.
Yep.
And that's something that is a surgery you want to avoid at all costs.
You're like, I'll do all of the PT.
Yes. Talk to Steve Kerr about that. Talk to Steve Kerr about what can happen. Even the most routine. Basic. There's no such thing as routine spinal surgery.
Isn't that part of the reason that there are a lot of people who think that he won't be coaching much longer? Is because like just the physical toll that it takes on his back?
I don't know. He sure saw Phil struggle.
Well, it's not too long ago that Steve Kerr was having issues sitting on the Warriors bench.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Ray. You said it more eloquently than I did. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, for Phil, they had to create that special chair.
Just super high and comfortable.
Yeah, but it was like... It was
a throne.
Pretty much. Arranged for him to have ease of in and out. And like it was a custom-designed Phil throne there, yes.
So you worry about that, especially when you're talking about a torque sport. Mm. So we'll see. But this Cubs thing is just not... It's not fun. Like, that's the other part of it. Like, watching yesterday's game was torturous. Because you're sitting there going, oh, they have a one-run lead. Okay, so how's this going to fall apart? Well, it fell apart with Milwaukee putting together four hits to tie the game. Like, that in itself was ridiculous. Like, even they're playing at the Cubs level right now. Where they have to have all of these things happen for an outcome. But then they got a big hit from William Contreras. And you just felt like, oh, so the Cubs have three outs to get one run. And they've scored, 10 runs in their last seven games. Not going to do it. Not going to come back and win this game. And it's that as you're watching the game, and I can only imagine if you're a Cub fan, if I'm doing this, as you're watching the game and you're going, that's a missed opportunity for an extra run or two. That's a missed opportunity for an extra run. And then you get to the end of the game and you count all of that stuff up and you go, that's why you lost 3-2.
Or you just didn't square up your pitch that you could have hit out of the park.
Yeah, Dansby Swanson had a middle 95-mile-an-hour fastball and just whiffed.
I mean, you work the whole at bat to get your pitch, and that's the one you got to drive out of the ballpark.
It happened to Morel in the second game too. It might have been Morel.
It was Morel,
because Kuhn was saying that's the pitch he was looking for, and he just missed it.
The fact that the Cubs right now, the guys that you're kind of depending on for a little bit more slug, are easily outed with middle fastballs that aren't over 97 miles an hour is troubling. Because that's a hard thing to explain.
Yeah, there's a difference between the painful struggles of the Cubs right now and later in the evening, what I would only describe as the Zen-like misery. Not misery, the Zen-like incompetence of the White Sox, where they've transcended. They've gone through fun bad. They've gone through like bad bad. And they're achieving whatever the White Sox, this is some sort of serenity to watch when they crumble and when they collapse. It's like when those Twitter accounts that do like ASMR machine pictures or trimming edges, and you see these things that just sort of, they end up resolving. The way White Sox games resolve into these losses the way they do, it's almost, it's relaxing. It's a great way to sort of wind down at the end of the day.
So you know what's going
to
happen.
To watch their losses just congeal perfectly, and the air comes out, and they lose, and they show the dugout, and guys are taking the tape off their wrists and making faces, and away they go into the night. There's something zen about that. And with the Cubs, it just hurts. It just sucks. Because of expectations and everything else, and you know the talent is there, and the fact that it's all mismatched, but the White Sox are making it almost performance art.
It's only going to get worse from here.
I know, but just it's just there, and it's quietly perfect.
Yeah, I was watching it. I was watching it and listening to a podcast. So I was watching Sound Down on it. Because you saw the way that it was headed, and then the eighth inning happened, and you're like, "Oh, that's about right. That's how it goes. That's how it goes."
It's the same thing on Monday.
Yeah,
it was the Monday. I was watching the game Monday, and they were up one. They had like two outs, I think, in the ninth, and it's like, "Oh, they're gonna blow it."
Of course they're gonna blow it.
I'm watching it with like my future brother-in-law. I was like, "Dude, you know they're gonna blow it."
I feel bad for Gordon Beckham because it's like, hey, Gordon, do you want to come get some reps and put yourself in position to maybe replace Stoney when Stoney retires? Sure. Here's the thing, though. You're going to have to watch a lot of bad baseball.
Nah, we ain't taking that.
Well, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's too bad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.